Lord, I'm perfectly all right. Now hurry up, both of you.
All right, Bobby.
We'll be back as soon as we can.
Oh, your poor leg. It ought to have a cushion. Oh, what a useful thing flannel petticoats are.
Flannel petticoats?
You're awake. Please try not to faint again.
I'll do my best.
What's your name?
Jim.
Mine's Bobby.
But you're a girl, aren't you?
My long name's Roberta.
I say, Bobby.
Yes, Jim?
Was I dreaming, or weren't there some more of you just now?
Peter and Phil, my brother and sister. They've gone to fetch someone to carry you out.
Peter, Phil and Bobby. All boys' names.
Yes. I wish I was a boy, don't you?
I think you're all right as you are. You're just as brave as a boy.
Somebody had to stay with you. Is your leg hurting?
I'll be okay.
Of course you will.
Men, indeed. I told you there'd be trouble, Eric.
So, this is the chap, eh?
How is he? Fast asleep.
Let's have a look at him. Do you know where he lives?
Northumberland. He's at school at Maidbridge.
I'd better get the doctor to have a look at this leg.
Bring him up to our house. The Three Chimneys. It's just a little way by the road.
Will your ma like you bringing home strangers with broken legs, eh?
She took the poor Russian home herself.
I'm sure Mother would say we ought to.
Right, Three Chimneys it is, then.
Go on, lad.
That's it.
Phyllis, you run on ahead and catch Dr. Forrest.
I'm tired of running.
Come on, Phil. You're the best man for the job.
I'd be grateful if you did, Phil.
Oh, you're awake. He's awake.
Go on, Phil.
Right. I'm off to collect Dr. Forrest.
Busy working.
Well, Roberta?
We found a hound in a red jersey in the tunnel, and he's broken his leg, and the workman carried him here.
Well, they ought to take him to the vet. I really can't have a lame dog here.
He's not a dog, really. He's a boy. His mother's dead, and his father's in Northumberland. Oh, Mother, will you be nice to him? We did do the right thing.
Of course you did, darling. Now show me this hound. We need to get him comfortable before the doctor arrives.
Working.
Oh, come in, Peter. I was just writing to Jim's grandfather. He lives near here, you know.
Yes. That's what I want to say. Must you write to him, Mother? Couldn't we keep Jim and not say anything to his grandfather until he was well?
Jim's family need to know where he is, Peter, and his schoolmaster.
The girls are all right, Mother. I'm not saying anything against them. But I do like having another boy to talk to sometimes.
Of course you do, darling.
So if Jim could sail after his leg was well... Oh, Mother, we'd have such great fun.
We're not rich enough, dear. I can't afford to get Jim everything he'll need. He must have a nurse.
Oh, you nurse people beautifully, Mother.
But I can't do nursing and my writing as well.
Then you'd better send the letter to his grandfather. Maybe the grandfather can pay for the nurse. I expect the old boy's...